All righty. Is everyone ready? Mr. Lonely, are you ready? So excited. All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sky Elementary's Go Team meeting. We will focus on the agenda that has been publicly noted. I would like to remind everyone that this is the meeting of the Go Team and that only members of the Go Team may participate in the discussion. Any members of the public that join in on this call will be asked to be here, sit here quietly and observe. Other members of the Go Team, please identify yourself when you're asked to speak. So I'm pleased to call this meeting of Sky Elementary School Go Team meeting to order at 3:28 p.m. on December the 13th. Our first order of business is from our secretary. So the secretary will now take the roll call of officers.
Okay, good afternoon, and I do apologize for the hoarseness of my voice. And so call your name, if you could please state that you're present. Langston Lonely.
Present.
Thank you. Ms. McCray?
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Archie?
Present.
Ms. Sanchez?
Present.
Ms. Medlock Bowman is present. Ms. Upshaw? Ms. Brown? Ms. Porter? Okay. And we'll go ahead and call these persons that did not respond as absent for today. Thank you.
Okay, we can only have a Go Team meeting if we have a quorum present, which is 5 members for our particular Go Team. So at this time, is there a quorum present, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
So since there is a quorum present, we can go ahead and proceed to our next item that we have on our agenda. So our first order of business is to approve the agenda. This agenda has been provided to you, and if anyone would like to see it, I can pull it up on my screen. So that is our first order of business, is to approve the meeting agenda, and I can do a share. So here's a copy of the agenda that we will go over this afternoon. So looking at the agenda, we do need to have a motion to approve the agenda. So may I have a motion by anybody on the committee to accept and approve the agenda?
I move that we accept the agenda as presented.
A second.
Okay, it has been moved by Mr. Langston Longley and seconded by Ms. Bowman to accept our agenda. All those in favor, show by the usual sign of saying aye.
Aye.
And anyone that does not accept the agenda may say nay or abstain.
Aye.
Okay, that looks like everyone has accepted the agenda. So the agenda has passed and will stand. So we will go ahead and have this agenda recorded. So Madam Secretary, please note that the agenda has been approved. So the next thing that we do need to discuss, the next thing on our agenda of discussion is the approval of, we did the approval of our minutes. So next we can go ahead and move into our action items. So we do have several action items that we need to discuss for this particular meeting. And one of the action items that we have is to talk about our strategic plan.
Okay. So good afternoon. I will kind of take in at this point. We have not, unfortunately, due to lack of quorums and consistent attendance, we've not really had the opportunity to have a number of meetings around our SCOT strategic plan. We did start this work earlier in the year. And so what I'll do is I'll share my screen and then we'll have that information on there. I need permission to share my screen.
Yeah. Did it come up, Mr. Longley?
I got it now. Thank you. I think I just moved that by accident. I didn't mean to do that. Go back. And so the district school strategic plan and workbook. So just as a reminder, what a strategic plan is it gives the opportunity for the school community and supporters, whether it be parents, staff, administration, to say, hey, what is our areas of focus and where will we align ourselves on to work for a period of time? What are we working towards? Strategic plans are traditionally done in 3-year increments. This is why you see 2022 through 2025. This is different from the school improvement plan or our continuous improvement plan, only in the title, but they should be similar because our school improvement plan focuses on 1 year at a time and where we're still trying to accomplish these same goals. If that makes sense. And for our school improvement plan for this year, we do have 3 goals, which we discuss on a very often basis. One is our improvement in reading, and that goal is to improve by a minimum of 5% of our students at proficient or above in reading, in mathematics, to improve by a minimum of 5% of our students at proficient and above. And then our whole child goal is around attendance, to decrease the number of students who are chronically absent at SCOT Elementary School. So again, on a continuous improvement plan, those are 1-year plans. And our school strategic plan is a 3-year plan where we're working on accomplishing different goals from that 1 year. Had to move some of these boxes and screens out of the way so I can actually see my own screen. So, as I just discussed, SCOT Elementary School will increase the percentage of grades 3 through 5 students scoring proficient above in reading by, this says 3%, but we did change that to 5%, actually, so I will make that adjustment. But this was when we were previously looking at those SMART goals. So we are at 5% increases in that thing. So when we're looking at fostering academic excellence, school strategic priorities, implementing rigorous and culturally relevant and linguistically responsive curriculum with fidelity in all core content areas, strengthening as best practices in tier 1 instruction. That is a lot of words. If you allow me to translate that, we are focused on tier 1 instruction. Tier 1 instruction is what is it that all students get. Before we get into specialized instruction in special groups, whether it be boys, girls, special education, English language learners, we want to make sure that our top priority is the instruction that all students get the first time is where we're focused on. And to accomplish that, we will do the strategies that are on the right, conducting weekly data meetings. So teachers do have weekly data meetings. Currently, they take place on Mondays, and then on conducting weekly professional learning communities by grade level to design and plan instruction. Those currently take place on either Wednesday or Thursday. So there are a number of things. Mondays is exclusively for data. We review the numbers, test scores, assessments, find out where students are and make decisions accordingly. And then we plan and practice instruction on Wednesdays and Thursdays for the upcoming week. That way teachers have the opportunity to get ahead of it. We also do unit planning and lesson internalization that is done about 4 to 6 weeks out in advance. And then if you see letter C, facilitate English language arts PL series. So where we're making sure that we are keeping our reading teachers up to speed with phonemic awareness, phonological awareness, phonics, vocabulary, and writing monthly for individual grade level and or faculty. That means at some points their trainings will come from the instructional coach. Sometimes they will come from myself at the school level. Others will come from the district. For example, our next English Language Arts PL Day will be on January 2nd, where our teachers will be engaged in a reading training, a writing training and a mathematics training. But those are all things that we're doing to improve our tier one instruction. In building the culture support, you see facilitating English Language Arts PL series. We also discussed that there. And then if you look on the strategy, so implementing the intervention block, we talked about that. We've already done that with a 4-day prescriptive instructional program and reading and math. That program will include fluid groups, targeted lessons, and teacher-directed virtual lessons. This is along our work in the APS 5 on personalization. So every day that happens between 8:45 and 9:15 for grades K through 4. And fifth grade is 9:30 to 10:15, right around there. And you'll see it if you have not seen, we actually had a feature on 11 Alive just yesterday in the morning and the afternoon around the work that we're doing with that instructional block in the afternoon. It is going very well. We also received coverage from NPR, WABE, and AJC last year around a lot of that work that's happening. And so we're personalizing instruction. So the first block you heard me talk about, what does everyone get? And this block is talking about what does each child get that's special for them and not just the same thing for everyone. And so we're doing both, making sure that all instruction is quality, but then also making sure we're tailoring it to specific students' needs. And also we're utilizing a team of wraparound service personnel. So we have what is called our care team, which meet on a weekly basis on Tuesdays, immediately before this meeting. So from 1:15 to 2:45, that group meets, which includes our counselors, social workers, social emotional learning coach, parent liaison, communities and schools, MTSS, members of the instructional staff and administration. And we meet to eliminate barriers for the students and families. And the work of our third goal around attendance is done and conducted primarily through them. Things that we do to accomplish that, RAM recognitions every month. We are in the middle of a 10-day challenge currently. The students have punch cards. Members come to visit them. We have hot lists. We make phone calls on a daily basis because we are trying to solve for the problem of chronically absent students. So in our previous strategic plan, we were saying reviewing what we said we would do. So did we achieve or make progress towards our goals identified in a strategic plan? What evidence of the data do we have? I will show the evidence of our data actually immediately following this, but we have tremendous evidence of that. We did make progress and goals. We were actually one of the highest gaining schools of growth from fall to fall in the district. We were a top 5 school in reading, and I believe a top 5 in math as well in terms of our growth, and our growth exceeded the district by a tremendous amount in terms of year over year. So our focus in reading and mathematics and our previous strategic plan was accomplished. We did not get to accomplish every aspect of our previous strategic plan due to COVID because some of those years were interrupted. We did not accomplish our goals around attendance in our previous plan, largely for a number of reasons, but that is one of those areas that we did not accomplish, trying to make sure that we are getting the kids into school and we're getting the families in school. With our implementation, did you do with fidelity what you said you were going to do in your strategic plan? And what evidence do we have of that? Our test scores and our assessments are evidence of that. We also keep record weekly of our PLCs and our agenda and our work there, where we say if we're having data meetings, if we're having PLC meetings, we do have minutes that are producible and available for anyone who's interested to see of our weekly meetings and what those sessions consist of on a regular basis. And we do record those in a folder. Our data protocols are completed by a teacher and their upload on the regular meeting. So that information and that evidence is always readily available. Currently, on a monthly basis, we do our checks for understanding, and I do present those to the state and to the district on a weekly basis and in our leadership team meetings. If you do not have the impact expected or implement fidelity, why? What should you be aware of this in the planning process? So right now, our biggest external factor is our attendance. We are offering things like gift cards, prize packs, special parties, VIP situations. But essentially, this is something that is beyond our control because we do not bring the students to school. That is a family's choice, what level of attendance a child has, providing that child is in good health. So those are things that are still beyond our control, but we're trying our best to influence them. What is within our level of control is the quality of instruction that we put in front of those students and trying to make sure that we give our teachers the support they need and the materials they need to be successful, and also a balance of support and accountability for making sure that our students are growing. Some of our strengths: very consistent growth in mathematics and English language arts, improved attendance, we're looking at there, and our STEAM program, we have gaining international certification. So last year in the spring, one of our goals in our strategic plan was to obtain STEM certification, and we have accomplished that. We have earned international STEM certification, and so with this year, we have added the A and decided to include STEAM. Sorry about that. Still in the school, had to bring some voices down a little bit. Opportunities for us: student achievement in math and reading. And I'd like to take a moment just to pause there before I get into some data. And why am I pausing there? Is because people say, well, you can't tell me it's a strength of what's going on in math in ELA, and it's an opportunity. So the difference is keywords. Our strengths are growth. Our students are consistently growing at a very high level as of this winter. In terms of growth meaning where students entered the school in August and where they are now currently in December. In mathematics, we are the second highest growth school out of all 52 schools in Atlanta Public Schools. In reading, we are the eighth highest growing school out of all 52 schools. So that means, based on how the students came to us, we're doing an amazing job of growing them in a very short amount of time. However, it's still an opportunity, because those are their growth levels. Those aren't their achievement levels. So our kids are still starting so far behind that our school still appears to be a low performing school. We're a very high growth school, but we're a low performing school because the students are walking into the door chronically low. And that's something that we're working on. Our students who have been with us for some years have a tendency to do better, but we're a very transient school with a lot of families moving in and out. And so we work with every child that comes in, however they come to us. But all the best we can do is to grow that student. Another opportunity for us is the number of chronically absent students. Last year, that number was at 49.1%, meaning almost half of our entire school was considered to be chronically absent. Chronically absent is determined: did you miss more than 10% of the school year? There are 180 days in the school year. So if you are here for the full year, that adds up to 18 days. For some, they are not here. And so those are our big areas and our opportunities for growth. So if you notice a through line, our school goals, our strategic goals, our continuous improvement plan, our strengths and opportunities are all very much rooted in reading, mathematics, and attendance. And so we're looking at that. Overarching needs, there's some other areas for us to complete in there, but there is some work and there are some opportunities there. I would like to, at this time, open the floor for questions as I get ready to display the school data. Are there any questions on what has been reviewed thus far? We do have members of our special education department on this call and this team as well, which I would also like to mention that they have been highlighted as one of the top performing schools in the district, with our students as a cohort who are in special education performing at within the top two schools in both reading and mathematics. So that was an important area for us to note.
Thank you for that, Mr. Longley. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. It's a big deal. So, and right now on a separate screen, unless you can still see me, I think I'm sharing the whole screen, mm-hmm. or unless you're looking at a strategic plan. Am I still sharing? Can you all see my screen?
No, we can't.
Okay. It is now. Okay, so just asking for what was some of that evidence, and then I'll just display this quickly within 2 minutes. I'll do reading first. This is our growth quintile map, and I just want to orient people so that you know what you're looking at. The blue, so the test we take is the NWA map, which is a national test that takes place, is administered in almost all 50 states. It is not a requirement of those states, but there are schools and school systems who utilize it. So it is norm reference, meaning the information and the questions are reviewed and referenced across the entire country. So when you get a percentile, it is not an Atlanta Public Schools test. It is something that is national and is very well respected and researched. So our blue area is considered the highest level possible, which means you're in the 80th percentile, the top 20% of the country in terms of your growth, or more than 80% of the people who took the test. Green is still high average. So anywhere green and blue is actually considered to be high, with blue being as high as possible. And then our yellow here is average. And then below that is low average, and red is the lowest percentile, meaning in the bottom 20%. This is winter, and the exam is reading. And then you can see Scott Elementary School right here. And again, I told you, this is all 52 schools. So as we talked about being in that eighth spot and where we are. And then I changed that from reading to look to see where we are in mathematics. We get right there to the top of the list. And with there, you know, some of those other schools, and that is in terms of our growth. And with over 29%, if you include this here, is 19, 20, is 39. That's nearly 40% of our students growing at the highest levels possible. And so the teachers are doing an excellent job growing the students. But what we want to do is we want to maintain our students. So therefore, as our transiency, what we see is the age old question is, well, if you all are doing so great growing the kids, why do you consistently end up being considered a low performing school? Because if students come to us 2 years, 3 years behind, and we grow that student 2 years in one grade level, they are still technically below their expected grade, or we find ourselves growing students and then those families move or they transfer, and those students are replaced by students who is going to take us a lot more to grow them and to meet their needs. But that is, you know, this is also evidence of what our performance looks like when our students meeting their growth targets. So again, how many of our kids are actually meeting their growth targets? This dark green means they have exceeded what the research says they should have been able to accomplish. And this is Scott Elementary School right here. In there with our students. Again, right in here, Mary Lynn, Warren T. Jackson, Morris Brandon, Parkside, and Scott Elementary School in reading. And then in mathematics, right here, you know, third on the list, with more than 50% of our students exceeding what scientifically they thought would be the growth goal for them, and still being more than 13% higher than the district and exceeding those goals. So as a district, if you have 40% of your kids exceeding the goals, we're doing a great job. At Scott Elementary School, we are doing even better. But that is opportunity for us to show some evidence around those through lines, reading, math, and attendance. So I will turn this back over to Ms. Archie for our next topic.
Thank you, Mr. Longley. Does anyone have any questions or discussion on what Mr. Longley just presented? Okay, so we do have to motion to approve the item. There is another action item. Mr. Colby, do we go into each action item and approve them separately, or do we talk about one then go into the other?
So the first part is to update your strategic plan. And Principal Longley, I think we sent you a PowerPoint template that has some leading questions in it so that you can help with that. And then once you guys update your strategic plan, say, yes, this is how we want the plan to look, then you go into discussing how you're ranking those priorities in that plan. And what that does is that sets you up for that budget discussion for the 23-24 school year. Because that helps Principal Longley know what your priorities are, like where to focus the funds. So let's say one of your priorities is to build a beach volleyball court, then Principal Longley would know that, okay, the first thing I need to do is make sure that I have enough funds to build that beach volleyball court before I go into the other priorities. Now, please know, I know that Principal Longley's not going to build a beach volleyball court, but, you know, I just to give you an idea.
Mr. Colby, can you send me a copy of the PowerPoint that you sent over to Mr. Longley as well?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a minute, please.
Okay, so you said we have to do the ranking of our strategic priorities?
Yes, but you have to make sure that you have to update, you have to look at your strategic plan and take a vote and say whether or not you think that that plan is what you all want, or if it needs any changes or updates based upon the data that you have just seen.
Okay. Mr. Longley, do you have a copy of the strategic plan that you can pull up? You're on mute.
And that was just it. I was just displaying earlier the strategic plan. So it's still up.
You're not sharing.
I'm sharing now. When I'm making, like, it's still up on my screen. Let's see. Share.
Okay, Ms. Archie and Principal Longley, I've resent that deck.
Okay, school. Did you share it, or was it an email just so I can put it up very quick?
It's an email.
Okay. And I see it's coming in now. Forgive me, the computer has to scan it before I can open it. But I believe this is I was sharing the PowerPoint for the strategic plan with the questions in it when I began the discussion. Okay, I think it is, should be through now. Nope, still says scan in progress, I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Longley, can you put that back up so we can go ahead and rank, what did you say we needed to rank, Mr. Colby?
We need to rank our priorities. So essentially what we will be doing at is looking at our reading, our math, our attendance. Those are our previous priorities, and our current priorities around with our continuous improvement plan. And so we will need to rank them. I will be happy to share information just to give some insight. Neither of them are super high, but we have been consistently performing better in mathematics for the last 3 years than we have reading. So my opinion will be that ELA would be the priority, but I am open to the response from the committee as I'm getting the PowerPoint together, which refuses to download. I don't know why.
I agree, especially since ELA and reading is a big part of any type of testing that the students have to do, even if they're doing any type of math. So I definitely agree that ELA will be one of the major priorities, should be our top priority.
Is there anyone who feels different?
Does anyone else have any other questions or comments or feel any other type of way as far as the ranking of the priorities for the school?
So let me let you know that these are, when I suggested reading, math, and attendance, those are not our only options. There can also be other nuanced focuses that I want to make sure that I'm giving the committee the opportunity to chime in on. One could be, you might want to drill down instead of focusing on reading as a whole, it could be writing. If you say our focus is on our STEAM and making sure that we're giving our kids career education or top of the line STEM access, if people on the committee wanted to say that we think that that is the most important thing, the opportunity is there. I just wanted to share that with you all.
DeAndre Lewis, please report to the front office for dismissal. DeAndre Lewis, to the front office for dismissal. Thank you.
Oh, I can't see those little letters.
I can make it larger. I don't understand why the email you sent won't scan a progress, but it should be the same email. I mean, the same PowerPoint, which is what I'm sharing.
No, it's a PowerPoint specifically for this meeting. The strategic plan workbook.
Well, you know, when you open the email, as soon as you get it, how it says the scan is in progress before you can open it.
Yeah, I do. What I find works is get out of that message, go to another message and give it a minute and then go back.
Okay.
Usually. I mean, mine is doing like the same
if you're
thing.
Sitting
it's
there,
not,
Outlook
it's not
gets stuck.
Downloading. Your mind is doing the same thing as well. So we can go ahead and rank the priorities based on what Mr. Longley has on his screen.
So based on what I did share with you all, just so if anyone feels different or has a way of ranking, I'm going to change my share now so that you can see the PowerPoint that I was able to get open.
Yeah.
And so our SMART goals have not changed. I will be transparent about that. Our SMART goals are still a 5% improvement in the number of students who are proficient above in reading, 5% improvement in students in mathematics, and then a 5% decrease in the number of students who are chronically absent.
Principal Longley and Miss Archie, I just resented again. There should be a whole deck. This is the template. There was a sample agenda, and then there's a deck that's part of it.
Team meeting 3 SIP and budget prep presentation.
Yeah,
Download. But this is the 45-day check-in. I don't think that is the correct one.
That's it, because if you go to the end, that's where we have.
Gotcha.
We are working with the Continuous Improvement Group because we, from an equity lens, we want all teams to have the data they need to talk about their strategic plan in a productive and full manner. So we've been sending out these PowerPoint templates to kind of help you all work, make sure that like the Go team has the data they need to have the discussion. So.
Okay. So here on the PowerPoint on the deck, we see our agenda, 45-day check-in, ACES presentation, school strategic plan, which we've already been discussing and are going to continue to discuss, discussion on strategic plan of progress, updates for the plan as necessary, and preparing for budget development. If you follow the timeline along the screen, GoTeam developed strategic plan, which we worked on summer, that was in fall 21, not this year. Summer 22, leadership team completed needs assessment, which we did do. In 3, school leadership completed continuous improvement plan, which we have done as well. Except in 4, which is where we are, utilizing the current data, which is what I just displayed for you, the Go team review will possibly update the school strategic priorities and plan, which also seems like we're getting very close to 5, which it says before winter break, because that is in 3 days. The Go team will take action and vote on a school strategic plan and vote on the right strategic plan priorities for budget discussions that are upcoming. For our quarterly SIP check-in, questions to consider. Based on our year-long SIP plan, SIP is Continuous Improvement Plan, what are the actions that the school has already completed? And what data supports the completion of an action, step, and success criteria, both implementation and student achievement? So I will answer these questions for the benefit of the group, and you all are also able to ask me clarifying questions. So what actions have we already completed? We have already completed the implementation of weekly data meetings with adjusting the structure, creating the protocol, making sure the time is allotted, built into the master schedule, and that the meetings are happening on a weekly basis, and we observe and score them utilizing the Department of Education's high impact practices rubric. So that is already completed and is ongoing. The implementation of weekly PLCs is already completed and ongoing. We revised that structure, allotted the time in our master schedule, trained our teachers, have been observed by the district, have been rated by the state and the district on our performance on those, and continue to conduct observations on those as well. And we have supporting data for all of the above. I've already displayed to you our student achievement data, which is very recent because that is our most recent exam. The MAP test, it happens in the beginning, middle, and near the end of the year, fall, winter, and spring. And I did show you the winter results where we are actually now just having recently closed that window. So that is our most recent data. So this will be a slide will be indicated for the fields for each SIP goal. I do actually have that SIP, but those fields, as we talked about before, were in reading, math, and attendance. Those are our areas, reading, math, and attendance. So I think it would be appropriate to pause at this point to find out if we have any questions and or suggestions for priorities. So when we look at progress for the school strategic plan, I want to make sure I can just toggle back and forth between those. My screen. Looking at, I'm making this larger too. I want to be friendly to those of us whose eyes are not what they used to be.
The ones that wear glasses, thank you.
Is that large enough, or is that I can go into to view slides? Is that larger?
Yeah, that's fine. We can see it.
Okay. And then, so we just talked about what have we already accomplished. Conducting weekly data meetings, implementing that, professional learning communities, facilitating a language arts PL series. Not only have we done a series of those, we have another one upcoming on January 2nd. We talked about that. The implementation of an intervention block and that four-day prescriptive thing. We have accomplished that. We do have evidence of that progress as well taking place. And then the care team meeting, we have minutes and information and evidence of all of the above to be able to display. I think that those are really important. Additional evidence is available for viewing here. This could go long, so I'm not going to go super long, but this includes evidence of our achievement in both reading and mathematics that you all have previously seen. This is what our achievement looks like. And so at the top, you'll see Scott from fall to winter and the adjustments, where we are in terms of the district and growth, our targets. This was previously shared, which is the only reason why I'm going fast, what our mission and vision looks like, and what our SIP goals are, as we discussed, right? Increasing the percentage of grades 3 through 5 students scoring above in English language arts from 9% to 14% in 2022 or higher, and decreasing beginning learners. Action steps, biweekly standards-based instructional planning. We talked about that. And then, so this is a presentation that was prepared that we do with the district. We discussed what evidence do I have, number of observations that have occurred so far, and the number of areas that were scoring evident, partially evident, or not evident at all. What those weekly assessment averages are based on those percentages, and then other action steps around weekly classroom observations. And those things. So again, evidence, observations, how are they scoring? I'm just making sure I'm sharing all of our evidence with you, our goal around mathematics. and what's going on there, classroom observations, how those areas are scoring, when we have rises in scores and when we have dips in scores. And the only goal I have not shown you yet is attendance. So let me get there. And that goal was to hold child, increase our CCRPI attendance from 49% to 54% of our students. Monitoring the student attendance committee, attendance specialist and social worker, communicating with those, we talked about that. Parent universities, dinner with data, calendar reminders, robocalls, all of these different things are all taking place to accomplish this goal this year. This is evidence of that. That has student names in it, so I'll just move forward. But also we keep evidence here. So our social worker, her case docs, the care team caseload link, we list all of our students by need and name and what supports and services they're leading, and our student attendance committee. So that is a tremendous amount of evidence to progress on our goals. I will go back to the PowerPoint here where we would insert the strategic plan. And so now our activity and discussion. Are all of our goals reflected in our strategic plan priorities? If not, which goals are missing and should be added? So do you feel that our goals are reflected in our priorities? So the goals and all the evidence I showed you, is that aligned to our priorities around reading and mathematics? Mm-hmm. And I would need a response. Anybody come off mute, say something.
Yeah, this is Ms. Archie. I will say that it is aligned to our goals here at Scott.
So if we are in agreement, I will type yes, they are in alignment. They also ask, if not, which ones are not? Are there any goals we feel need to be adjusted? If not, I will move forward. What progress has been made toward the priorities? So here I shared with you a lot of progress. I will type directly into the document, implementation of successful implementation and monitoring, actually. Not just that we got it started, but they were actually monitoring it. Implementation and monitoring of weekly data meetings. PLCs, which is grade level planning, and observations. Improved, and so other what progress has been made towards priorities, improved performance in reading, mathematics, and attendance. We are currently leading the cluster in attendance and one of the higher schools in the district in our attendance. But that is still an area of an opportunity for us. That number where our goal for this year is to make sure that we get to at least 54% of our students not chronically absent. We're currently at 79%, so we're holding strong, but this winter, we're being hit again with, you know, there's flus, there's respiratory diseases, there's vacations, a number of things. So we're trying to do our best to maintain that growth. I will also put here, evidence is available via MAP scores and continuous, I'll do SIP. What I just displayed for you was my SIP presentation, which evidences each action step by table and by link to specific documents in SIP. Based upon available data, are there any other adjustments we need to make to the strategic plan? Now, that's a question I would not like to answer. I would like to pose to the committee. Do you see any other adjustments that you think that we can make to our plan? Hearing none.
No, Mr. Lonely, we don't see anything.
I will write then not at this time. Okay, I work right now at this time. I think we have a good plan. It is not realized yet. We're still not at the mountaintop, if you will. We are trying to get there. So I think if we don't add any new priorities and we stay focused on the ones we have a better chance of accomplishing it. So based on the committee's recommendation, I wrote none at this time. Into all changes, updates into your plan, be sure to include accountability measures as appropriate. I will do that. Questions, wonderings, and comments at this time?
No questions from myself, Mr. Lonely.
I have a wondering, which is I would love to see some more representation of our focus on STEM/STEAM in the strategic plan, but I also know when we have to prioritize, we had to prioritize attendance and reading and math first. That doesn't mean we can't do that work, but I would like to, my wondering is, if we were able to focus on that a little more, would that help to solve some of our other issues around attendance, like with being more engaged in the kids wanting to come to school? In that improving attendance, or maybe doing better in reading and math because they felt more engaged in the work that we were doing around projects or career-oriented things around STEAM. So that wasn't an action item, but that was a wondering that I have that I just wanted to express with the committee.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Does anyone else have any questions or comments that they would like to add at this time?
Okay. Going forward. So preparing for budget development. Mr. Kobe, do we do this at this time or do we get ready for budget development at another point?
No, I would recommend doing it at this time because before winter break, we want you to rank those so okay. That you're ready for that budget.
Right. Well, we're right here before winter break. So action on the updated strategic plan. To take action, a vote is updated strategic after the motion and second. Go team may have an additional discussion. Once discussion is concluded, the go team will vote. So in a discussion, in preparation for the 23-24 budget, that will be next school year. We begin that work in January. The go team needs to rank its strategic plan priorities. Use the next slide to capture the priority ranking. So of those areas that were discussed, reading, mathematics, and attendance, what would this committee like to say should be the number one priority? That doesn't mean we won't do the other things, but what should be our top priority?
Reading.
Okay.
This reading. Yeah.
By the way, I'm listening to you because I'm sharing my screen. I had to minimize it, so I can't actually see you if anybody raised their hand.
Okay. So, yeah, I heard reading. Archie said reading.
Two people.
Someone else said reading as well. I'm looking in the chat. Reading is another one that's in the chat as well.
Okay, I think that's pretty unanimous. And I do agree with you. I think our focus around on reading, improving student performance, student achievements, excuse me. And ELA. Because writing is a portion of that. So our number one focus is going to be improving student achievement ELA. And then number two, is that attendance or is that mathematics?
That's kind of a hard one for me because they sort of kind of feel like they go hand in hand, but I'm gonna say math more so.
Improving student achievement in math, okay? And then that leaves us with already an answer of decreasing the number of students who are chronically absent because if they're not here, we cannot educate them. So we try to do our best to support families in any way possible to eliminate some of those obstacles, those barriers that are keeping them from being able to come to school. Okay, there we are. There are number order, right, from highest to lowest. And again, if something is not on this list, that doesn't mean that we won't do it. It just means that things on this list are top priority. We are still continuing with performing arts, with engineering, with STEM, with agriculture, with gardening, with so many other things, esports. But they were saying that these things are number one priority.
Okay, you need to report to the front office for dismissal. Clear to the front office for dismissal. Thank you.
Moving forward. Sit at the bottom of the slide. So 17, GO team needs to take an action vote and rank strategic priorities. After the motion and the second, may have an additional discussion. So I have the priorities on the screen. I will make the motion if it's available and proper. I move that we accept the strategic priority ranking as described here on the screen and agreed upon by the committee.
I second the motion.
Okay. I think you gotta like move and probably second it and carry the motion.
So Mr. Lonely has made a motion to accept the priorities. Give me one second. Mr. Lonely has made a motion to accept the strategic plan rankings that are on the screen. Is everybody in favor of accepting the priorities?
You want an aye or a hand raise?
An aye is fine. Everyone that is approved, that is for accepting the priorities or the rankings, just show by saying aye or raising your hand, putting it in the chat.
Aye.
Opposers have the same right. Thank you, Ms. McCree. We see you. So no opposes. So it has been approved. So we'll go ahead and accept the rankings as presented on the screen with any necessary corrections.
Okay. So that has been voted on. So at our next meeting, we'll begin a discussion of the 23-24 budget. So you all want to help us spend the dollars. Let me or the chair know of any additional information you need for our future discussion. So that means, again, January through March, I will tell you, I've looked at our early projections where we are expected. We are anticipating having a decline in enrollment of a few students again, which will result in a smaller budget. So we will have to meet as a group and make some important decisions as to how we're going to spend our funds based on our priorities. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lonely. Mr. Lonely, do you have any? We pretty much covered everything as far as the items that we have, action items and discussion items. Do you have any additional information that you wanted to provide from a principal standpoint or from the cluster?
Just thank you. Know that we are doing well. Know that the staff is working and growing hard. To the staff members, know we have a long way to go. But know relatively. You are one of the highest performing staffs in the district, across the board, in all subjects, attendance, behavior, the whole nine. So you're doing very well, and our students are doing well. And we're going to continue providing these opportunities. The second semester, I'm going to kick off our career STEAM activities a lot more than we have been. So we will be on Martin Luther King Day, doing work around revamping our garden, our greenhouse is finished, and our hydroponic station. And so we're just going to look forward to continuing to improve our practices. But thank you all. Those are all the notices that I have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lonely. This meeting was not open for public comment, so we will go ahead and skip that one. I do have a few announcements for the GO team members. If you have not taken any of the required assessments, please check your emails for an email from the GO team office that have some assessments that you do need to complete prior to January the 7th. I will send out a follow-up email just to make sure that everyone has completed the assessments that need to be done. So at this time, Ms. Jacoby, we are going to go ahead and have a motion to adjourn this meeting, and then the second, so we can go ahead and wrap up. Is there anything else before I ask for the motion, Ms. Jacoby?
Yes, ma'am. And you don't necessarily need to take care of it today, but you will have to reach out to your team. Because you canceled one of your meetings in the fall semester, you do need to have at least 6 meetings in a school year to be in compliance with our contract with the mm-hmm. state. And right now you only have a total of 5 on your calendar.
Right.
So So you are going to have to add a sixth meeting in the spring semester.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
A lot of times that might come up during budget, but you know, just be aware of that for your next agenda and try to figure out when you want to have that sixth meeting.
Okay.
So you can be in compliance. And one thing I can tell you is that you do not want to wait until the last week of May.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want it in that last week of school.
So. That is the truth. All right. Thank you so much, Jacoby. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our meeting. So may I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting and then a second?
So moved. I move that we adjourn the meeting at this time.
May I have a second?
All you got to do is say second.
I can't second if I made the motion.
I was talking to them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So it's been moved by Mr. Longley to adjourn and seconded by Ms. Sanchez. All those in favor.
Mr. Longley cannot make a motion. He's not a voting member of the team.
I thought I couldn't vote. I thought I could move. Okay.
So may I have a motion by another member of the team and then a second by a different person to adjourn the meeting? Any member?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Sanchez. And let me look in the chat. Do I have a second coming from the chat? Okay, and it has been seconded by Ms. Mela Bowman. So all those in favor, please raise your hand and say aye. All opposed, raise your hand. So I will go ahead and declare this meeting closed and finish at 4:24 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you for your time this afternoon. And we are finished with our Go Team meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you, parents and staff, for your time. I do appreciate that genuinely. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Coby.
Thank you, everyone. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you, you too. Did somebody stop the recording?